Hello, hello. Jonathan Munsell here, reaching out. I don't know that Jimmy Borneman will be joining us today. Jimmy is experiencing some storms. He's up in Michigan, and kind of like the like everything else in this crazy world we live in, Jimmy's experiencing some crazy weather up there. I live in the Raleigh, Durham, Cary area, and we experience them all almost like a daily basis. I feel like I live in Florida. It rains every day, it seems like these days. So I can understand where Jimmy's coming from. So hopefully if he gets power back up and stuff, he can come and join us. But I'm gonna roll anyway. I wanted to make sure that we kind of delivered on our commitment. I have some great topics today that I wanted to talk about. So I have a couple things that I'm truly passionate about, and I wanted to share with everybody some of those different things here. And as I look around, that's because I have multiple monitors all over the place. I have a 43, a 32, a 32. So if you see me looking around, I'm not crazy. Well, I might be a little bit, but I'm not completely out of my mind. It's all good. So some topics for today. One, I want to talk about the concept that we call eating your own dog food. It was taught to me by a buddy of mine named Carl Murphy, who that concept rings in relation to kind of practicing what you preach. And at different times in my life, I've been hardcore on things that make me successful. And then other times I'm not. And my experience is when I'm not, those things come back to bite me in the ass. So the eating your own dog food concept is really around, you know, doing the things that you preach. So practice what you preach. And in this particular case, I want to talk today in kind of an overall operations topic, but it's more like really architecture for a longer conversation that we're going to be developing over the course of the next days, weeks, months. And it has to do with having hardcore systems in place, which I talk about all the time. But one of the fundamentals that I believe in is having a routine around your daily, weekly, monthly. And I've shared some stuff with this before. Hopefully before the end of this episode, I can share a link with you guys. At the very least, we'll put it in the comments so you guys can grab the download. But you know, the concept of daily, weekly, monthly revolves around there's things that you need to do every day, every week, and every month. And then there's like quarterly, annually, there's like other things, right? You know, like annually, I have to do my taxes. You know, quarterly, I got to file, you know, the 940, 941s for, you know, employee taxes. So things like that are like always ever revolving. And the reality, you should have what we call a to-do grid. So in our companies, we have a whole system around who does what when. And some cases, people have things they do every day, right? Check voicemail, check email, do all of these things. In other cases, it centers around bigger project things that might get put in there. And if we ever schedule something, like, so an example is we have, you know, a very high level meeting on Mondays. So in our company, Monday, 1 o'clock, every Monday at 1 o'clock for now, for eternity, we have our, you know, our high level meeting. And in that meeting, we have an agenda. And that agenda kind of lives and breathes throughout the week, and we can add to it. We have a document, we have, you know, a place to put that information. So when it comes to that meeting, we can share everything. And it's very, very specific. The agenda is very specific, but it's really designed around 1 hour, keep everybody's time and attention in consideration and do that. Well, if we don't do that meeting, and my experience is, and there's times we're busy, I'm traveling, I'm on a plane, I might miss the meeting. You know, whether I miss the meeting or not shouldn't matter. The show must go on, right? The show must go on. I should have that like a button keyboard here where I can play sounds. But the show has got to go on with or without you, especially if you're, you know, a business owner. And my commitment really is around helping business owners and people and businesses to leverage different systems and automation to succeed. So my whole core definitive purpose is around helping business owners have better quality of life, better business, better profits, and really having a business that returns to you. That is like it. When I think about what I'm here and what I was put on this planet for, whether it's inside of, you know, Pronto Wash, which I run day to day and sit in the chairman and CEO role. Well, my job is to help our franchisees. And the goal there is to make them more successful. And if I can help them, then that's what I'm going to do. But this is something that I live and breathe every day. I mean, I could be out to dinner and somebody asked me a question and, you know, you want to talk about business, I'm your guy, to the detriment of many relationships in my life, probably even including my past marriage. But the reality is that that's what I'm here for. And my kids will tell you, anybody will tell you that that's what I focus on. Well, when I look at that and I look at things that are going to help people, I have a schedule to do it. Some things are daily, some things are weekly, some things are monthly. So, right, Monday, I send out a business builders. Tuesday, I send out tips and tactics. Wednesday, we do the Jimmy and Johnny show. Thursday, probably a webinar. Friday, you know, the FOMA email, the fear of missing out. But that's like every single week, but it's on a big grid and graph that tells us exactly what to do. If we're going to take that, we're going to take the content from, say, this show. So great point in the show. Wherever you are, if you're listening to this on whatever platform that you're catching us on, we run this live in a private Facebook group that I welcome any business owner to. You just need to go and kind of apply a couple of quick questions. On Business Success Systems on Facebook. That's where we run it live, but you may be catching this on a podcast, you may be catching this on YouTube, whatever platform you're on, make sure you subscribe. You know, if you're on YouTube, hit the bell so you get notified of when these things get posted. So these are things that we do, and this is what I do. It's like, it's routine. I'm telling you, the best times of my life are when I run my routine. And some of my routine is really around what I do on a daily basis. And I'll share it with you. We'll get you a link to it. But I have a daily template that I use. And it starts out with in the morning, right? I get up between 5 and 6 o'clock every morning. Between 6 and 7, it's me time. I'm thinking, I'm walking, I'm like, I do the best, get things out of my brain at that time in the morning. Between 7 to 8, I'm moving my ass to the office. That's literally my drill. Well, what do I do in that time? And it's around the disciplines that I've built in. The more disciplined I am in life, then the better off I am and the more successful I am. One is I write or listen to my goals every single day. So for a long time, I've been a writer downer of my goals. Well, recently we have some special voice software. I was able to actually record my goals so I can listen to them. I can listen to them multiple times a day. If I'm getting off track, listen to them, boom. Am I doing things that are moving me towards my goals? So I recorded this about 2 months ago. And as part of it, literally every single day, my first thing I do in the morning, I get up, I go let the dog out. I make sure the dog's fed. I grab my earbuds and I go lay down for a few minutes. It just takes some me time to kind of retune myself for the rest of the day. And if I do that, I find that my days go way better. If I don't do it, and then I don't do it one day, then I miss another day, I find that I get off track. And right now, you know, I'm in a weird situation. I call it drowning in opportunity. So drowning in opportunity, right? You can have a sea of opportunity around you. Well, the problem you have is that, you know, you very quickly can pick the wrong opportunities and go down like a rock, or you can pick the right opportunities and you can have tremendous amounts of success. So, you know, just because an opportunity is in front of you doesn't mean you should take it. You need to qualify them. So a great example of that right now. So, you know, I have this, you know, huge franchise company, 300 locations around the world, and we're growing at a phenomenal rate in the U.S., and I've been plugged in and I have franchise inquiries every single day. And it's the basis of what we built Franchise Success System on. So if you haven't checked out franchisesuccesssystem.com and you have more than one unit or you're ever looking to franchise, you should check that out. Well, it's the baseline of that. It's the whole system behind how we get the leads, how we process the leads. And one of the things that I've been working on lately is the qualification of the leads. I can't do it all. It's a reality. I have only X amount of time in my day, my week, my month. And I got to be honest with you. I don't want to work, you know, 100 hours in a week. And I've done it. I've spent years doing it. I love doing it, but I don't want to do it anymore. I value my time. I value my family time. So right now I'm working really on the qualification process around leads. And it's who gets the most of my time. So I can spend a lot of time talking to everybody, but is that the right place for me to be? I have, you know, $500,000 million deals. And if I'm spending my time on a $10,000 deal, which tend to take a lot of time versus a $500,000 or $1 million deal. So that's my life experience. The bigger the deal, the better the deal makers, they are way, way, way less complicated and simpler. I mean, I could literally, the old adage of put it on a beverage napkin, right? A bar napkin. Like most good deals that I've done in my life, I can write down in a few bullet points on a beverage napkin. And from there, we can put a deal together. The deals that are complicated are people that are inexperienced in business. They have a lot of questions, which, you know, I value actually. One of the things, I've taken a lot of questions lately. Like currently we're processing over 150 inbound franchise leads, territory requests, and it's insane. And, you know, we have a mechanism set up that they get processed, they get put through. We have a portal that's built that automates it so they can go there and get all this information. Because you can't do the old school style of sales where I'm like, send, you know, you reach out to me, I get an email, I send you a PDF, then you send it back. Oh my God, if you ever saw my inbox, literally three people manage it. It's insane. I spend more time in my inbox deleting things than I actually do reading the actual messages. That's a fact of life. So right now it's qualifying the leads. And in reality, it's almost the same thing I look at when I look at hiring. What can I do in my daily, weekly, monthly to make sure that I'm applying the right pressure here? Well, I look at, you know, okay, what's the deal value? Obviously, have they gone through the steps necessary before they get on a phone call with me? So one of the things that happens a lot of times is people want to jump on a call and I end up telling them all the information that's available to them because they haven't accessed it. So that led to another thing. Are the people getting the information that I'm trying to share with them? So, you know, we email, I mean, I don't know, probably thousands of emails a day. We have really good email deliverability, but in some cases, you know, the email doesn't get through, it goes to junk, they don't recognize it. So recently, you know, I had a situation where I have 250 leads, right, that we've like cleaned down to like 150 real ones. But I had 250 of them. And in there, I had about 50 people that we had been putting through the process, but we didn't hear back from them, which is usually odd for us. There's a couple triggers and mechanisms in there that say that person should have done something by now. So we ran a manual process. We like literally downloaded the list. We looked at it. We qualified it. We went back into our own system and we did this manual process, but then after that, we automated it. So we built a manual loop and then we automated it, something that happens all the time around here. And it's things that you should be looking at in your own life. How do you do something that you know is valuable, you know you have to do repetitively? How do I set that thing up on autopilot? So that's what we did. We took the list, we figured out that there were a few definite identifiers, and we have lots of data. There's tons of data in the system that we use every day that, you know, we make available to all of our clients. That in that system, there's data about people opening emails, clicking emails, you know, time they spend doing different things. Well, we were able to take some tags that we built. We were able to take some information from, you know, the open and click-through rates. And we were able to deduce manually that, okay, there's a pocket of people that are identified by these characteristics that are not getting the information. So we literally took those people and we ran a manual in a different personal email delivery and sent them a message and got them their message. It had links to go back and go find the things that they were not getting. And all of a sudden, this was literally yesterday, today, I have, you know, of the 60 people that we had on that list, I have 30 of them active now making moves inside of the system. And there's so much, and this is almost like one of those moments, it's like an aha moment in your life. When I look at our system and there's coming in and the list and the lead building is happening so quickly that I don't recognize them. Like I don't have time to like, because I love to look at them. I love to touch them. I love to like, you know, get some insight. And they're coming in so quickly that every time I go back in the system, that one that I was looking at is so far buried that I have to go look for it like a different way. So I have like lists sorted out. I have a great opportunity pipeline that helps me sort these. I got a hot leads list. All of this is digital inside of the same system. And when we built this loop into an automated loop, now it actually pushes them over to that special place so I can see them and identify them. So, you know, I take my hat off to Kim in our office. She's become the marketing automation guru. And she's the one that actually listened to my insane ramblings and was able to produce this finite system that really, really is going to be amazing in the future. It's day two. I'm already amazed. Imagine by day 10, or we'll go in day eight. I'll give you guys a report next week. But those are the types of things. What was happening was I was blocking time to do the task on my daily, weekly, monthly. So I'd have my time that I'm going to do this task. But all of a sudden, and if you've ever been there, right, things just take longer than they should, right? Oh my God, if I had a nickel for every time that, you know, I just thought that something was going to take me a minute, and here I am 30 minutes later, buried in it because I went into it, and then I found this, and then that led me to this, right? We've all been there. So this was one of those moments that it was like creeping on my day, and it was affecting my success rate at the end of the day. And I have some serious goals. So, you know, when I'm talking about my goals, I got like a big ass list of them. I don't have just like, oh, I want to, you know, do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I have like 10 of them: personal, family, business, financial. You know, taking 4 weeks of vacation and 2 weeks in a row is one of my goals for the next 12 months. So on this big list of goals in the past 2 months that I've been just absolutely religious about listening to it and spending time on it, I'm telling you, you know, I've set dates, everything is dated. And I had a couple big ones that were like August 1st. And I tell a story in business about, you know, there's two salespeople. There's like Johnny and Billy, right? Johnny's at the beginning of the month, the sales director comes out and he says, you know, hey, Johnny, how many houses are you going to sell this month? Johnny's like, you know, I'm going to sell, you know, four houses. And the guy's like, wow, you know, you've been averaging two, you're going to sell four. Awesome. Right. He goes to Billy, Billy, how many are you going to sell this month? He's like, well, I sell two every month. I'm going to sell two. Okay. You sure you don't want to push that? No, I'm good. I sell two. I'm going to sell two. Well, at the end of the month comes and they go out and they got the sales numbers and they ask Billy, Billy, how'd you do? Billy, how many houses did you sell? Two. Okay. Billy, you said you were going to sell two and you sold two. Good boy, pat on the back, right? Johnny, how many houses did you sell this month? Three. Well, but wait, you said you were going to sell four, right? And Johnny doesn't get the pat on the back because he didn't do what he, like, that level of like his goal. But I'm in the world of, you know, I'd rather shoot for the stars and get the moon, you know, in the famous words of Jimmy Borderman, I'd rather shoot for the stars and get the moon than not even leave friggin' orbit. So, you know, that's like a reality. I may have be off by like a couple days on some major multi-million dollar goals. But at the end of the day, if I don't have those multi-million dollar goals, then they're never going to be accomplished. Right. So if I don't have them and they're not written down anywhere, they don't exist. They're wishes and dreams at that point. But the fact that I have them written, the fact that I listen to them or write them every single day, they're in focus. So here I am. I know that I'm 2 days off in my goals, but I also know that there's a huge amount of activity that I put towards them that is coming. And I may not hit it on the first, I may hit it on the 15th. And shame on me, I'd rather be bad Johnny that sold three houses and, you know, has millions of dollars in the bank than Billy who, you know, can barely pay his rent. So, you know, just examples of things that you should have in your life. You should have this kind of routine and you should have this drive around being organized. And you, that should become your focus: discipline, organization, daily, weekly, monthly. It's a lifestyle. It's not a chore. And, you know, right now in our company, I'm really fortunate to have Stan Weiss. I did an interview with him a couple of weeks ago as the chief operating officer. And Stan and I come from the same school of thought. So what is Stan? You know, he's like, where's the to-do grid? Right? Let's get these guys doing their daily, weekly, monthly. Like, oh my God, music to my ears. So today he was like excited. Hey, I just put together this great to-do grid, you know, old school styly. And like, I'm telling you, it will make a world of difference in our company. And everybody around me knows that they have things they need to be doing. So if I see people not doing stuff, I go back and I'm like, okay, did they hit this mark? Did it hit? Well, you know, I see you're not doing anything. What about these four things that were due? Let's go. So it just takes all of the personalization out of, you know, kind of even the reprimand side of things. That's the system. It's not me. You're not doing your part to hold up the system. Let's go. So, you know, I'm telling you, life goes better when you can check those boxes. So another good one revolves around business. So this is more of a personal observation. I frequent a bunch of different businesses, establishments in my local area. And, you know, it's always how business dies, this concept that I'm going to talk about right now. So they could be the greatest of all time, right? The GOAT. And one bad hire, the old, you know, one rotten apple spoils the bunch. One bad hire can do a terrible amount of detriment to your business. And you see it all the time. What happens is you get one bad hire and you don't train them right. You don't hold them to the standards. They're not accountable. And then that one person now infects the others, but worse, it affects your customers, right? So you go to a business and things are going good. You go back and service a little off, the staff's a little off. Well, you just watch. It's like declining returns. Every time you go back, it's a little off. The staff's a little sour. Those things to me are like operations management is like the cause in those cases. So I really, you know, I want you guys to have good standards, to hold people to standards. You know, we oftentimes, you know, you'll always hear that, you know, things were better in the past. Things were always better before. Well, great. I can't go back. I don't have a time machine. I can't go back and see it. All I have is what I have in front of me and forward. So we all have to make the best out of what we have now versus who cares what happened yesterday, to be honest with you. There's nothing I can do about it. I can only make decisions today and affect the future. So, you know, remember that when you hear people always talking about it, it happens. Like I was watching recently, there's a new show on, I'm not sure what platform, but it's like Bear. One of my old restaurant buddies and clients sent me this link and he's like, oh, you got to check out this, you know, it's not a reality show. It's like a show. And it's actually the guy from the kid from Shameless. And he's a chef, a world-renowned chef, comes home to Chicago to run his brother's restaurant. And it's real, guys. So any restaurant folks on it, it's definitely worth checking out. Yes, you'll point out stupid things that I see that they do and, you know, that aren't real. But for the most part, it has the intensity that we live in and we thrive in. So I recommend it. But, you know, just seeing that type of thing, there was a person in there and you watched it. I was like, I watched one episode and you watch this woman. She like looks around. Somebody had a pot on the stove and that person went over there and they cranked that heat up when the person wasn't looking intentionally to cause havoc, chaos, screw them, even though it was going to like wreck their shift and everybody else's shift. And like, that's the stuff in life that like you have to eradicate from your business. So if you can learn two things today on the Jimmy and Johnny show where I'm flying solo, you know, take the fact that you need routine, you need discipline around daily, weekly, monthly. You eradicate the bullshit in your business and that you in life figure out how to manually do things and then automate them and be careful of the opportunities that are in front of you. They're not always the best. Pick wisely, qualify. So that's kind of where I'm at in the world today. I'm going to kind of peek over and see if we have anything over in the chat or comment side. Anybody needs anything? And if my team has anything that they want to share, did we find the download link for everybody for the daily, weekly, monthly? I'm going to click one here and we'll see if it lands on the right place. And then, hey, look at that. Hey, beautiful. Okay. I'm going to drop this link for everybody so they can actually download the the daily, weekly, monthly. So this is actually the link that I'm going to give everybody is it's a free download. My core systems for daily, weekly, monthly. There you go. Don't say I never gave you anything. But yeah, there's a download there. You guys can check it out. And it's pretty easy. Just click the button. You can download it. And it's got everything. It's got a daily planner. It's got templates. It's got a to-do grid in there. It's even got like a kind of a master list of all the things you can do. And then it's got a whole thing on time blocking. So you get a ton of real life examples. There's Excel you can download and use. So I hope that that helps you guys. And I hope it kind of rounds out our conversation. I'd love to get some feedback from you guys. If there's anything that you want to learn about, you'd like me to discuss at length, I'm happy to do it. Send us an email. You can email info@mysuccesssystems.com. You can reach out to us via chat, via Messenger, any of those platforms work. And then just remember, hey, whatever platform you're on right now, go hit the subscribe button, ring the bell, make sure that you plug in. This content we deliver week in and week out. And really it's around us living our dream of helping more people be successful than anyone ever has helped in history. That's the goal. So I appreciate you guys. I love being able to spend time doing these things and kind of clearing the air. So if you have anything that you need from us, let us know. Other than that, I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a good day.